Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Alex, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you, or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? Options are: I'm definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, and I'm not registered to vote.
Definitely vote.
Definitely going to vote. What is your age?
I'm sorry, what?
What is your age?
79.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, okay, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Would you repeat that? I can hardly hear you, by the way.
Okay, how about now? Can you hear me now?
That's better.
Okay, I think it's just because I get sometimes a little away from the microphone. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
No, they're going in the right direction.
I'm sorry?
They're going in the right direction.
Okay, thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that might appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, and the ballot reads: Shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 million, okay, which are 65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or vote no against this proposal?
No.
Thank you. I appreciate your responses. Next thing, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no again?
Probably voting no.
Probably voting no, thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Vote no.
Okay, no. Is that no? Definitely no or probably no?
Probably no.
Probably no. Thank you. We really appreciate your time. Your opinions are very important. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about 90 about $90 per year for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote no against the proposal.
Will that be definitely no or probably no?
Probably no.
Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years. Over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keep this in mind. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? The first opinion says, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. The next opinion says, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Next opinion, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. And the last opinion says, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and construct new trails. So which of those opinions are closest to your opinion?
I oppose the proposal anyway.
Thank you. Okay, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? First, making housing more affordable. Next, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending. Next, improving public education and local schools. Next, improving local roads and infrastructure. Next, controlling growth and development. Next, dealing with inflation and cost of things like grocery and gas. Next, reducing traffic and congestion. Next, protecting water quality and water supply. Next, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat. And last, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety. What would you choose?
Controlling government spending.
Controlling the government. Is that holding the line on property taxes?
Yeah.
That was, that was holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending.
Yes.
Is that the one? Okay.
That's the one.
Okay, thank you. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. First organization, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. Would you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion on this?
Very favorable.
Okay. How about this organization, Grand Traverse County Government?
Pretty neutral. Grand Traverse.
Neutral? Okay. So, Okay. Now, in the last, your city or township government.
How do I feel about the township government? Neutral.
No, neutral on that one too? Okay.
Yes.
Next, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
About right.
Okay, if approved by voters, next question, if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend this taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Options are definitely trust.
I do not
probably
trust.
You do not trust? Okay, would that be probably do not trust or definitely do not trust?
Probably.
Thank you. Well, just to let you know, we're at 25% of the survey. We really appreciate your time and your answers. And I'm doing this as quick as I can, okay? And then I'll let you go.
I'm anxious to get off the phone here, so.
Okay, I'm almost, like I said, I'm making this as quick as possible for you, okay? I'll probably take a few more minutes, okay?
Okay, fine.
Okay. Okay, there are numbers of ways that they, let me see this question. Okay, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan a new construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Spend money to increase non-motorized transportation opinions. Would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
What was that again? I'm sorry?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. How about that? To plan and construct new trails.
Construct new trails, somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay, how about this one? To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. How about this? To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. How about this? To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Read the first part over.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. How about this? To promote recreational opportunities.
Somewhat approve.
About to promote health and wellness?
Definitely approve.
Approve, would you strongly approve on that or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. How about to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay. about to maintain existing trails?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. How about to promote local economy development?
I guess somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Maintaining the existing trails. First one you read.
The first one that was ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County. Okay. You will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. How about this? The first statement, there will be full public disclosure of all project spending. Is that more likely or less likely to you?
Doesn't make any difference to me.
No difference? Okay. How about this statement? A citizen's oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Doesn't make any difference to me.
No difference? Okay. About the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
A little bit.
More likely, less likely?
More likely. More likely.
More likely. Much more likely or somewhat more, much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Now, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Is that more likely, less likely, or no difference to you?
No difference.
Thank you. We're almost at 50 now, okay? 50%. Now, you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay, how about this statement? This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Is that very convincing to you or not too convincing? Or no difference?
No difference. No difference.
Okay, how about this statement? This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
No difference.
How about this one? $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
No difference.
This proposal will improve more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats and rivers, lakes and streams.
No difference.
This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
No difference.
This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Somewhat
convincing.
Convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Less than convincing.
I'm sorry?
Less than convincing?
Okay, I got convincing, some very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing.
Somewhat not convincing.
Not convincing, okay, is that not too convincing or not at all
convincing? Not too convincing. Not too convincing.
Not too convincing, thank you. Now, Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the TART Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to this trail and many other destinations in the county.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Thank you. Next. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Somewhat convincing.
Next, trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
And the last, Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing, thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, okay? You will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Vote no.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no again?
Probably voting no.
Okay, now you will be given some statement against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County.
Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This statement says, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. Is that very convincing to you or not convincing? Or not?
No difference. No difference.
Okay. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Somewhat convincing.
There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Definitely convincing.
Is that very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Very, very.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're almost done. We're at 70% now, okay? And we really appreciate your patience. Now, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Is that convincing to you or not convincing to you?
Not convincing.
Not too convincing, not at all convincing.
Not too convincing.
Next statement says, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers who... that was the other one. Just 1 second. Okay, the next one. This proposal will give million more taxpayer dollars to local pollution, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet project.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. Now, this proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Strongly convincing.
I'm sorry?
Strongly convincing.
Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Very, very, very convincing.
Thank you. And the last statement says, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, no. Companies, and... I'm sorry?
Continue.
Okay, I'm sorry. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. We're at 80%. And one final time. Oh, okay. We're almost done, Ben. We just have, small questions. And one final time. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Vote no.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting no or probably voting no again?
Probably.
Okay, now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. And the statement says, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, It is...
Let me think here for a minute.
Okay.
It is that I believe there are sufficient funds within the county and the townships and the cities to fund the trails that exist and to improve and add new trails.
Okay, one second. Just give me a second. Let me read that real quick. I think I got lost. Just one moment. It was not typing. My keyboard was not typing at that moment. Let's see. Okay, can you say that one more time?
I think there is sufficient funds in the current budgets of the county, the townships, and the cities to maintain and improve and add new trails.
Okay. Okay, I think there are sufficient funds, and then what was it?
I think there are sufficient funds in the current budgets.
Uh-huh.
To maintain current trails and add new trails.
I think there are sufficient funds in current budget, maintain current trails, and add new trails. Am I right?
Yep. Yes.
Thank you. Perfect. And before we finish, you will now be asked about other proposals that might appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Mileage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement mileage, beginning with December 24, tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County? If approved and levied in full, the renewal mileage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
We vote yes.
Is that definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely yes.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, Democratic candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, someone else, or you skipped, I'm sorry, Oh, no, I'm sorry. The options are Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. In which political party are you affiliated? Republican?
Democrat.
Democrat? Or, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay, is that moderate or moderate? I'm sorry. Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Is that less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Bachelor's, four-year, or, okay, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, I said liberal, but it's actually liberal, I'm sorry. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
Okay. What is your main racial background?
Caucasian,
thank you. Okay, now this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. We appreciate your time, and as I mentioned it to you before, your answers are so important, okay?
Okay.
And I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.